All right, welcome back to the WSUM Sports Stream here live from the Kohl Center for a special presentation of Wisconsin men's basketball. All right, Jonah, Wisconsin down 24-17. You mentioned it during the break. Wisconsin 0 of 2 on threes, while Maryland is 4 of 6. Wisconsin kind of settling for some twos right now.
And I'm not saying that it's a bad shot selection, because the shots that they are getting are good looks down low for Wisconsin. But on the flip side, Maryland understands the math. They understand 3 points is more than two, and they've cashed in from deep 4 times already in this game, and that's why they got a 7-point lead.
So here we go, Wisconsin with the sideline out of bounds. They get it into Trice. He swings it over to Happ. Happ now back to the top of the key to King. King now working on Ayala. Tries to step back, slips, but he gets it over to Davison. Davison now inside to Reavers. Reavers going to work on Smith. Not able to get much movement, and they're going to call a travel on Nate Reavers. Jalen Smith, the 6'10", 215-pound freshman, able to hold his ground against Nate Reavers.
And he played him straight up, did a great job forcing him, not getting to a spot that Reavers wanted to get to. And now another turnover for Wisconsin.
So now Smith, he has it for Maryland. He hands it off to Ayala. Ayala now working around. He goes to his left hand, does a little fadeaway, able to get that one to fall. And Maryland's lead now climbs to 9. Now Trice, he'll bring the ball up. Wisconsin trailing 26-17. Crowd trying to energize him, get it back into this. Trice drives to his left. Kicks it back out. Reavers thought about a three, doesn't. Gets it inside to Happ. Happ kicks it out. Trice. Trice, he'll try a three. And he's able to knock that one down. First three-pointer of the night for Wisconsin.
And a much-needed three-pointer as well. Down yes. by 9. The game was starting to come away from Wisconsin. Huge three-pointer by Dimitri Trice.
Wisconsin now down by 6. 7 minutes remaining here in this first half. Cowan thought about it. Step back. He gets it over. It's now Lindo in the corner. Lindo drives baseline on Happ. He goes reverse and blocked by Ethan Happ. Loose ball taken by King. King gets it up to Trice. Trice now looking up ahead, looking inside to Happ. Unable to get it to him, he gets it to him in the corner instead. Happ now, he'll go to the work in the post on Lindo. Gets the double team coming at him. Kicks it out to Davison, almost stolen away. Now it's down to King. King gets it inside Happ. Happ going to work on Lindo again. Gets the double team, comes back, picks up his dribble, and he hands it off to Davison. Davison with a step back, unable to get that one to go, and rebounded by Maryland.
Difficult shot right. by Brad Davison. I know he was looking for Happ down low. But you can't settle for that type of shot if you're Brad Davison.
Ayala now with the ball, driving in on Trice. He does a little fadeaway there. Gets that one to go as well. And Ayala is up to 10 points for Maryland. And Maryland leads 28-20.
And what did I say in the pregame? It's going to be the play of the freshman right now.
Right.
Ayala's been playing extremely well. Same with Smith. Those are the guys that have really given Maryland that 8-point lead.
So here we go. Now Reavers with it in the corner, looking to get inside to Happy. Can't. Davison, he'll try a three at the top of the key, and he knocks that one down. Wisconsin cuts the lead down to 5.
Davison's been the hottest shooter for Wisconsin, shooting 53% from three over the last 11 games.
So here we go. Now crowd back into it. Ayala, he swings it over to Morsell. Morsell gets it inside to Smith. Smith, he'll do a pull-up jumper, unable to get it, and rebounded by Ethan Happ. Air ball there by Smith, actually. Happ now, he's leading the break. Gets inside, kicks it out. King. Thought about it, gets it back inside to Happ. Happ finds an open Davison, same spot. Three, unable to get that one to fall, but offensive rebound by Ethan Happ. Happ gets it inside to King, and he's going to get a foul call, and this one's on Eric Ayala.
And once again, the vision of Ethan Happ, seeing that Kobe King's diving down to the baseline underneath the basket. Maryland wasn't ready for it, and now Wisconsin's starting to find their groove. They've hit a couple threes. They're starting to put some more pressure, and we'll see if Maryland starts to get a little bit tired. They don't go too far into their bench. So with 5 minutes to go in the first half, let's see if Wisconsin can claw their way back
now
in.
Now Happ going to try and work on Fernando. He spins on him, goes to the other side, and gets the layup to go. Crafty move there by Ethan Happ. Now Wisconsin only trails by 3. They get it over to Cowan. Cowan, the leader on this team. He gets a screen from Fernando. Going to his left, spins back right, kicks it out to Morsell. Morsell inside to Fernando. He's going to go to work on Happ. Gets the spin move there. He gets the huge dunk. Looked like an elbow hook, but no call there. And Fernando had a wide open dunk there to calm this crowd down and push the lead back to 5.
And that's what Happ was looking for, was a potential hook, but that was just a strong move.
Speaking of strong moves, Kobe King, able to go to his right hand, goes all the way to the rack, lays that one in for Wisconsin. Wisconsin cuts the lead back down to 3, 30-27, with about 4 minutes remaining in this first half. Cowan kicks it in the corner. Morsell, he'll try a 3, unable to get that one to go, tipped out by Fernando and rebounded by Cowan. They get it over to Ayala for a 3, and Ayala knocks down another 3. I think that's his third 3 of the night. He's 3 for 3 from beyond the arc. 5 for 5 on the game. He's got 13 points, and Maryland's lead is up to 6.
He's been unbelievable for Maryland so far, and Wisconsin has actually closed out on him fairly well. He's just been making some difficult shots.
Trice almost with a turnover there. Thought about shooting it, but he instead passes it. Davison working in the post, gets it over to Happ. Happ goes to the left hand, but he's blocked by Lindo Jr. Rebounded by Maryland. Cowan now, he has it. Goes to the left, gets back to the top of the key. He hands it off to Ayala. Ayala thought about another three. Guarded by Davison. They get it back to Ayala now. Ayala going to go to work on Brad Davison. He's got the hot hand. He's 5 for 5. Ayala swings it in the corner. Cowan, he'll try a three, and he's able to knock that one down. Two straight threes for Maryland, and their lead is back up to 9, and Greg Gard wants a timeout.
And right now, up until that point, they had kept Cowan pretty silent, pretty quiet throughout the majority of this first half. He only had 2 points prior to that. Now cashes in a three. Maryland up by 9.
Jonah, you mentioned it. Offensive rebound with Bruno Fernando on that last one, able to get that tip out. That's what led to Ayala's third straight three-pointer made in this game. And now here we are with Maryland leading 36-27.
And right now, the rebounding department favoring Maryland 12-9. Now, I know technically that's within the margin of rebounding that Maryland would typically out-rebound an opponent by, but if you're in Wisconsin, the rebounds that you can't afford to give up are the offensive rebounds. It's one thing if you as an offensive player can't get an offensive rebound, but they got to do a much better job collectively crashing the boards, putting two bodies on Fernando every single time a shot goes up, because right now he's the main guy on Maryland that's grabbing those offensive rebounds. Put two or three guys at least on him for someone else to make and get an offensive rebound.
Focus on that box out.
Absolutely.
And then crash the boards at that point. Kind of just looks like they're chasing the ball first instead of looking to get back first. And Bruno Fernando, 6'10", 240. He's a unit down there that Wisconsin is trying to deal with, and they haven't been able to corral him so far this evening.
Not to mention, he's been doing a nice job on getting the ball deep in post position. A lot of the issue is for Wisconsin, when they do get it to Happ or they do get it to Reavers, the Maryland bigs have been doing a nice job of pushing them out past their comfort zone to a spot that's not great and right near the basket. Maryland, every time Fernando gets the ball in the post, he is well within the paint. Not much Ethan Happ or any of the Wisconsin bigs can do to slow those guys down.
Right, not much work once they're already down there. Wisconsin, like you said, they've got a lot of work to do. We saw it when Nate Reavers got it down in the post. He wasn't low enough, tried to back up Smith, unable to do anything, and he had to kick it out. Wisconsin's had a lot of kickouts where Maryland, once they get it down in the post, they're able to go for their layups with Fernando and Jalen Smith, the freshman and the sophomore.
Now, the one thing that is encouraging if you're Wisconsin is that over the last couple of minutes, they're starting to get some better looks. Yes, they're down by 9, but now they're starting to get some open threes, some open shots that weren't available throughout the first 10 minutes of the first half. Now with 3:12 to go, we'll see if Wisconsin can start to string together some defensive stops on top of those shots from the outside.
You're right, because Maryland right now on a 6-0 run in the last minute there. That's come from Cowan and Ayala with those two threes. Fernando with some of them offensive rebounds as well. Fernando, he's 4 of 5. Ayala's 5 for 5. Then you look at it, Morsell's 2 for 3 and Cowan's 2 for 4. They're not missing a lot of shots right now.
And if you're Wisconsin, you have the right strategy, which is, okay, let's shut down Anthony Cowan Jr. Up until that three-pointer, he had 2 points. I know he has 5 right now.
Right.
If you would look at the box score, if you're Greg Gard and you see, okay, this guy, Eric Ayala, is shooting incredibly well, 5 for 5 from the floor, 3 for 3 from three. He's got 13 points. If he is leading the way for Maryland, you would have thought coming into this game, Greg Gard would be like, you know what, we'll live with him right, having to score that many points. But right now, they got to respect his ability to shoot because he's burning them from deep.
Maryland shooting 63% from the field, 67% from three-point range. They've hit 6 of 9. Wisconsin's hit 2 of 5. So we'll have to see if Wisconsin can pick it up in that department. So Wisconsin's ball coming out of the timeout. Dimitri Trice, Aleem Ford, Brad Davison, Ethan Happ, and Brevin Pritzel. So Davison has it, gets it inside to Happ. Happ going to work on Smith. Nice spin move, but he's blocked again by Lindo Jr. And Maryland now on the run. Cowan Jr., he's tried to get it up quickly. He's unable to do so. He brings it back out to Ayala. Happ with a nice move, but he got blocked there. So now it's Morsell. He has it in his hands, gets a screen from Smith. Swings it over to Cowan. Cowan now guarded by Trice. Trice doing a nice job on Cowan now. Now he gets a screen from Smith. Cowan pulls up in the middle, unable to get it to go. And a good rebound there by Aleem Ford.
And that's the kind of play that the guards and even the small forwards for Wisconsin have to do, have to crash the glass every time a shot gets up.
Davison now gets it inside to Happ. Happ kicks it back out to Davison. They get it back into Happ. Better position now. Another nice spin move. And this time he gets the foul call. It looks like Smith hooked him. So Ethan Happ, he'll go to the free throw line for 2 shots.
And that was a late whistle too. You could see the frustration on the face of Ethan Happ. He expected a foul to be called a little earlier on Smith, didn't get it. But then the ref finally realized that they should give him the foul. And listen, it's tough trying to ref a guy like Ethan Happ.
Right.
He draws so much contact every single time he's in the post. But that time, it was a clear hook on Jalen Smith.
Last time down the floor, he was blocked by Ricky Lindo Jr., the freshman there from Washington, D.C. Happ misses his first free throw. But Ricky Lindo Jr., he's blocked Ethan Happ twice already tonight. So that's another thing to keep an eye on there. Coming back in for the Badgers will be Nate Reavers. Wisconsin trailing 36-27, 2:18 left in this first half. And Ethan Happ's got one more free throw. He missed his first one there.
And these are free points for Wisconsin.
Right.
You know that buckets aren't going to come easy. So if you're at the free throw line, you have to convert when you're given free opportunities. I mean, he's had a great game, 8.6 rebounds, a block. Makes the second of the two free throws there. Got to convert from the charity stripe.
If you remember the last time, in the last game against Maryland, Wisconsin was 3 of 6 from the free throw line, while Maryland 24 of 29. So that's a thing to keep an eye on tonight. Wisconsin 4 of 6 right now. Now they get it inside Maryland to Fernando. He's guarded by Reavers. He kicks it out. That looks like Morsell. He swings it back over to Ayala. He gets it now into the wing to Cowan. He goes back inside to Fernando. Fernando now double team. Pritzel comes to help. Good double team there. He finds Lindo Jr. He'll put it up for a three. Unable to get it to go. And rebounded by Wisconsin. Davison now. He's going to push the ball a little bit. Under 2 minutes to go. Davison. He'll step back. That's a long two. Unable to get that one to fall. And rebounded by Ricky Lindo.
And that's a rushed shot for Brad Davison. I understand it's open. I understand he had time to shoot it. But perhaps he should have slowed it down and tried to work the offensive set, force Maryland to have to defend for at least 20 seconds in the shot clock.
Maryland's up to 17 fouls. Now it's Ayala. He's got it, working the two-man game with Fernando. He goes up with the left hand and looks like that one was blocked by Happ and rebounded by Wisconsin. A minute 15 remaining in this first half. Trice now has it. He's looking to get it to Happ. Happ guarded by Fernando. That's a lot for Happ to deal with. He comes out, set the screen for Trice. Trice swings it over Reavers. He'll take a deep three. Doesn't look like he's going to be able to knock that one down and rebounded by Ayala. That one went off the top of the backboard after the back of the rim there.
And that's a really deep three for Nate Reavers. Probably shot that from about 31 feet. Not quite his comfort zone. He can hit those long threes,
right,
but perhaps he should have taken a step closer right towards the three-point line.
So 40 seconds remaining. 10 seconds on the shot clock for Maryland. Ayala's got it. He gets it to the mid-post to Fernando. Fernando goes, and they're going to get a foul on Nate Reavers this time, a blocking foul, and that's Wisconsin's fourth team foul. So it looks like this will be a baseline out of bounds, inbound for Maryland. The shot clock will reset to 20 seconds, 35 seconds remaining in this first half.
And Fernando's just been relentless attacking the rim, putting so much pressure on Wisconsin bigs. Just like the story is for Wisconsin to put pressure on the Maryland bigs, Fernando's been giving them a little bit of their own medicine.
So they inbound it to Ayala. He hands it off to Fernando. Fernando going to go back to work. Instead, he kicks it back out to Ayala. So Ayala now, he's working on Davison. He's got 8 seconds on the shot clock. Swings it over to Morsell. Back to Ayala. 5 on the shot clock. Stolen by Trice. Trice, he's got the breakaway. Doesn't get the foul call, but now we're down to 10 seconds left. A lot of fans thought it was a foul, so we're now down to 5 seconds. Trice with it. He's working the one-man game. Finds Pritzel in the corner for a three. Able to knock that one down. And that will do it right there for the end of the first half. Wisconsin able to get a nice bucket there and cut the lead down to 5.
Huge momentum play to end the first half. Trice with the steal on one hand. Wisely brought it back out. He almost turned it over when he pushed up. Might have tried to force up a shot. Instead, brought it back out. Drew two defenders toward him. Found a wide open Pritzel in the corner. And Pritzel did what Pritzel does best, knocking threes.
I like that there. So Wisconsin able to cut the lead down to 5. Maryland leads 36-31 at halftime here. We're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we'll sum up the first half. And we'll get ready for the second half here from the Kohl Center. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back on the WSUM Sports Stream. Wisconsin trailing 36-31 here from the Kohl Center.